Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, a little snow this evening, then decreasing cloudiness, a low of 26. The man accused of calling in a bomb threat last October that forced the evacuation of the Racine County Courthouse for half a day has entered into a plea agreement. 46-year-old Lee Lucas entered a plea of no contest to a charge of making a bomb threat a felony. Misdemeanor charges of disorderly conduct and the unlawful use of a phone were dismissed, but can be considered by Judge Eugene Gasser-Kevich when he sentences Lucas in June. Lucas was charged in December after being identified as a suspect through surveillance video from a store near the payphone used to call in the threat and through DNA. According to court documents, Lucas admitted making the call, saying he wanted to stop an eviction hearing for a woman he claimed he was seeing. Lucas remains in the Racine County Jail. An armed robbery charge has been filed against a Racine man accused of holding up the MJ Petroleum Station on Sunday. 26-year-old Archie Wenger appeared in court today. He's accused of pointing a gun at the clerk and demanding money and the man's phone. According to court documents, he got away with $350 and two phones. Wenger was identified as a suspect by two people who spoke to him outside the business a short time before the robbery. Wenger is scheduled to return to court next Wednesday for a preliminary hearing on the charges. Burlington Area School District taxpayers have a chance to offer comments on seven different options for district facilities during a series of soon-to-be-scheduled community engagement meetings. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The options include closing Karcher Middle School and moving those grades to the high school, utilize Karcher to its full capacity by including grade 6, expanding elementary schools without altering attendance boundaries, create student-centered learning space by adding classrooms at Dyer, Waller, Cooper, and Winkler grade schools, or just a maintenance plan with secure entries, plus the removal of the track, bleachers, and tennis courts at Karcher Middle School, which are all outdated. Karcher includes, by the way, the original high school that was built around the turn of the 19th century. It carries an estimated maintenance price tag of more than $5 million. One of the factors to also be considered, declining enrollment in the district. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
At a special meeting last night, the Mount Pleasant Village Board voted to move forward with the water and sewer project on Highway V and levy special assessments against the property owners along the route. The services are being installed to help future Caledonia development, and residents along the highway have been fighting the project since it was announced more than a year ago. Trustee Sonny Haven said the village has never deferred an assessment for 20 years, one of the allowances for the Highway V project. Village President Jerry Garski said he tried to find another solution, but as it stands, he can't support the current assessment plan.
I put myself in them shoes. If I had an assessment like that, honestly, I'd look for a developer to buy my property and not just to get off of West Road. I hate to say this up here, but to get out of Mount Pleasant.
In addition to deferring payment for 20 years interest-free, the assessment plan allows the amount to be paid over 10 years. Allowances were also included for corner lots and wetlands, and there will be a 20% discount if a property owner decides to pay off the assessment within 6 months of the completion of the project. The plan was approved on a vote of 5-2. The multi-million dollar reconstruction of Racine County Highway MM from Highways 31 to 38 won't actually occur until 2018. But another public involvement meeting on the project is slated for April 6th at the Meadowbrook Country Club from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. The open house style format will include representatives from the consultant and the county available to answer questions and take feedback about the preferred design. Turn lanes will be added at Circle and Rivershore Drives, while the 38MM intersection will be realigned to address safety and maintenance concerns. That meeting again is April 6th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Meadowbrook Country Club on Highway MM. The American Red Cross is asking for donations of type O negative blood, which is universal as a replacement and most commonly used in emergency situations. The Red Cross says there is currently a shortage. Part of the problem is less than 7% of the U.S. population has type O negative blood. Appointments can be set up via the Red Cross app or online at redcrossblood.org. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRGN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.